December. After Thanksgiving, the rides to and from work required less of the distraction the radio had provided for the women. And Melinda and Miss M really began to communicate. It was small talk at first, Miss M having provided a new cast of characters for Melinda to ask after. But then it grew to deeper subjects. One morning in early December, the topic turned briefly to religion.
"Isaac followed all the Jewish traditions with his first wife," explained Miss M.
"First wife? I don't know that I've ever heard he was married before," Melinda confessed.
"Yes, Beryl. I only saw her once or twice from the window of my father's barber shop across from the school."
She took a minute with the memory.
"She was stunning."
Melinda smiled at her friend's nostalgia.
"What happened?"
"She died giving birth to their son, Jacob. And after that, I guess you young people would say he broke up with God."
She thought for a moment and drew a familiar comparison.
"Come to think of it, my dad said the same thing. They both just lost their faith."
"That's heartbreaking," said Melinda. "What happened to baby Jacob? Is that sad too?"
"Don't be such a sap, Melinda. Babies die."
The words struck Melinda's spine like an electric shock, and her energy turned on a dime. Miss M felt the shift and knew she'd trod onto something she shouldn't have. She flipped nervously through lines in her head to excuse herself or redirect the conversation, but only sat in awkward silence created by the quiet swelling between them. She couldn't look at the girl, but she sensed heat emanating from the driver's seat. She wasn't sure if she'd hurt her feelings or pissed her off until they pulled into the back lot behind the school and Melinda turned off the car and unbuckled, then looked at her and said,
"Here we are."
The young woman's eyes were glossed with restrained tears and her cheeks and neck blotchy red. The elder concluded it was probably a mixture of hurt and mad.
"I didn't mean..."
Miss M tried. Melinda cut her off.
"No, ma'am, I know."
Melinda shook it off during the course of the day, as she had any time someone unknowingly struck that particular sensitive nerve in the past. She was used to it. How could you tell by looking at her? She had endured 6 miscarriages, 2 in the last year, and the 2 before that as late as the 2nd and 3rd trimesters. The scars of loss aren't always visible. She didn't quit on life like Hildy, or cheat on her spouse like Gus, or chainsmoke like Deirdre. She left no outward clue how deeply her grief flowed beneath her everyday life. Miss M had no idea the things she said could hurt her friend so deeply. Miss M struggled with the misstep all day. She stewed over it through lunch with Marta and continued punishing herself, clear up until she joined Melinda in the car to go home that night. The young woman plopped down in the warming car after clearing the windshields of their winter load, and Miss M grabbed her arm when she reached to engage the gears.
"Wait!"
She sounded much sharper than she meant to.
"Sorry, Melinda, but could you wait a moment until we start for home? I'd like to ask you something. Well, I'd like to tell you something first."
She fumbled, confusing them both.
"Miss M, what's going on? Are you okay?"
"No, I'm trying to tell you I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I said this morning."
She hung her head, shaking it.
"I could tell that I upset you, and I wouldn't have done that for the world. You just have to forgive me for what I said."
Melinda had turned to look out her window for fear of tearing up again and realized the sincerity in the old girl's voice warranted more respect than that. She turned back to face her and was met with the most human version of this woman yet. Now Miss M was wet-eyed and red in the face. She was truly contrite.
"Miss M,"
Melinda began, grabbing her friend's hands in hers.
"It's all right. You didn't know. You didn't mean anything by it. I know you didn't. Please don't beat yourself up like that. I forgot all about it."